欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和 Bobby 来分享美食、祈祷和恋爱。
Hello, I'm Bobby, welcome back. In today's program, we're going to review the last part of Lee's global journey of self-discovery.
昨天我们说到 Liz 在他的环球旅行的第一站意大利，对生活有了更深刻的认识，并且也找到了快乐。而接下来呢，他按照计划来到了印度，而且在同样是来自美国的朋友 Richard 一再启发之下呢， Liz 也终于慢慢的习惯了这里的生活节奏，并且努力的在寻求内心的平静。
But at this moment David calls her, which makes her down again.
I was over him, but nothing.
Big dealSo you fell in love with someone.
I really miss him.
I'll miss him. Sending some light and love every time you think of him, then drop it.
You know, if you could clear out all that space in your mind that you're using to obsess over this guy and your failed marriage, you'd have a vacuum with a doorway. And you know what the universe would do with that doorway? Rush in. Gosh, rush in. Fill you with more love than you've ever dreamed of. Man.
Brocious, I think you have the capacity someday to love the whole world.
Liz 当初下定了决心离开了 David， 结束了他和 David 的这一段感情。但是现在呢，接到 David 的电话之后，他才意识到原来他是那么的爱他，而且现在抑制不住的想念他。
Richard 这时候安慰 Liz， 他说道 ：“So miss him， 那就继续想他吧。Send him some light and love every time you think of him， then drop it。想他的时候就。”在心里默念给他光和爱，然后把这件事情放下。
而且 Richard 告诉 Liz 呢，只有你放弃这些事情，不再想念这个人，或者在想你失败的婚姻，你的思想呢才能够有空间让你去想美好的事物，让你的心里充满爱。
Richard 最后做了一个预言， I think you have the capacity someday to love the whole world. 我觉得你有一种能力，有一天你会爱上全世界。
在印度呢，丽子获得了不同于在意大利的人生感受。
She prays every day and gets some thoughts in mind.
印度女孩 Tuzi 呢，马上就要结婚了，丽子受邀参加了这场盛大的印度式的婚礼。Tuzi 成了美丽的新娘， Liz 由衷地为她感到高兴。
Then Liz tells Tuzi she has been praying for her for a long time and wishes her a happy life.
I owe you a wedding gift. I didn't know what was appropriate. I wanted to tell you I've been dedicating my Guru Gita to you. Imagining you happy is what got me through it.
What did it look like when I was happy?
I imagine you and Rajul smiling and looking at each other with love and kindness. It seems very real.
Thank you so much, Liz. That helps me to believe it as well.
Tuzi 非常好奇，他问 Liz, What did it look like when I was happy? 当我幸福的时候，你看到是什么样子呢？ Liz says, And imagine you and Rajul smiling and looking at each other with love and kindness.在我的想象中，你和 Rachel 带着爱和善意彼此微笑凝望着。 It seemed very real. 它看上去非常的真实。
参加完 Tuzi 的婚礼，丽子不禁想起了自己当年的婚礼，顿时感慨万千。
Tuzi's wedding just reminds Liz of her own wedding, and all these years marriage is like a dream.
为了安慰 Liz 呢， Richard 讲了自己的失败婚姻。 Richard 希望 Liz 可以原谅自己。
Thinking about your own wedding? Yeah, me too. Funny thing about weddings, you end up thinking about yourself. Did you throw yourself a big shindig? Big, white, floppy dress?
Yep. I arranged it all. Nobody forced me into anything.
Now you can't forgive yourself.
Honestly, waiting for him to forgive me, to release me.
Waiting for him to forgive you is a damn waste of time, Groceries. Forgive yourself.
想到了自己的婚姻呢，丽子觉得对于婚姻的失败她是负有责任的，所以对于丈夫 Stephen 她是很愧疚的。
Lee says Honestly, I'm waiting for him to forgive me, to release me. 老实说我一直在等待他原谅我，让我得到解脱。就是 Richard 回应道， Waiting for him to forgive you is a damn waste of time, groceries. 你等着他来原谅你实在是浪费时间。 Forgive yourself, 原谅你自己吧。
Richard 这些话呢，也让 Liz 从中得到了启发。要想走出过去生活的阴影呢，首先要学会原谅自己。
Before leaving, Richard tells her to believe in love again.
随后呢 ，Liz 在静修处接受了一份担任接待的义务工作。现在的 Liz 呢，显然已经可以原谅自己，微笑的面对生活了。
So the holy truth of the whole adventure here in India is in one line: God dwells within you, as you.God's not interested in watching a performance of how a spiritual person looks and behaves. The quiet girl who glides silently through the place with a gentle, ethereal smile. Who is that person? It's Ingrid Bergman in The Bells of St. Mary's, not me. God dwells within me, as me.
丽子呢也马上要结束在印度的生活了，在印度她到底得到了什么样的启示呢？
So the holy truth of the whole adventure here in India is in one line. 丽子用一句话总结到， God dwells within you as you. 上帝在你身上的体现就是你自己。
那在离开了印度之后，作为这次心灵之旅的最后一站，丽子回到了以前曾经来过的印尼的巴厘岛，再次拜访了巫医 Katut。
After seeing the painting Liz brings, Katut recognizes her.
Katut 请求 Liz 帮他抄写资料，作为回报呢，他教导 Liz 学习巴厘岛人的智慧。
People in Bali understand, in order to stay happy, must always know where you are every moment. Right here is perfect balance, right at meeting of heaven and earth. Not too much God, not too much selfish. Otherwise, life's too crazy. You lose balance.You lose power. In morning, you do meditation from India. Serious, very serious. In day, you enjoy Bali. Then in afternoon, come see me.Turn of day, you do new meditation. Very simple. Sit in silence and smile.
I feel balanced already.
Not so easily. Smile with face. Smile with mind. Even smile in liver. See you later. Alligator.
Katut 告诉 Liz 要这样生活， Smile with face， 在脸上绽放笑容， Smile with mind， 在心里要微笑， Even smile in liver， 甚至在肝脏里也要微笑。 I think what Katut here means is that to be optimistic about life. And I think I highly recommend everyone, every listener, to try this at least once a day. It really helps to keep up your mood.
Liz 在巴厘岛住了下来，每天跟 Katut 聊天，享受岛上美丽的风光，在大自然中打坐冥想。他渐渐地觉得自己似乎已经找到了生活的平衡。
So Liz enjoys Bali's lifestyle and has a really good time.
一天就在丽子骑自行车外出的时候呢，不巧被一辆汽车撞倒了。
There's a wound on Lisa's leg, so she goes to see another doctor, Wai Yan.
Wai Yan 和女儿 Tuti 相依为命，是一个很有智慧的女人。但是在生活上呢，她却遭遇了不幸的婚姻。
In the evening, Lisa goes to a party near beach.
在海滩派对上呢，她再次遇到了那个开车撞倒她的男人 Philip。而由于喝了太多的酒呢 ，Philip 主动把她送回了家。第二天呢，还非常体贴地送来了解酒汤。
And he even volunteered to be Liz's tour guide, showing her around Bali, and she agrees.
We are both Anjana Singh's idea.
What is that?
Anjana Singh is this. He's an in-between. He's the one who lives by the border. because they renounced the comfort of family life in order to seek enlightenment.
Huh. I like your words. And I like the way you say enlightenment.
Philip 觉得呢，他和 Liz 很像，他们都是同一种人，而他用了一个词来形容这种人。
这次就是 anti-vaccine。Philip 进一步解释道 ，It's an in-between， 这是一种中间状态。It is the one who lives by the border， 这是形容那些生活在边缘状态的人 ，because they renounce to the comfort of family life， 因为他们放弃了舒适的家居生活 ，in order to seek enlightenment， 为了去寻找生活的启示。
在接下来一起游览巴厘岛的过程当中 ，Liz 和 Philip 对彼此都有了更深入的了解。
Philip has divorced too, the same as Liz, and the two begin to know each other better and better.
Did you always live in Brazil before you came to Bali?
No, only for 20 years. Then I met my wife, and I moved with her to Australia. She traveled a lot because of the job, and I stayed home with the children.
Good feminist husband.
Yeah, it didn't turn out to be what she wanted, I'm afraid.
What happened?
Well, the children were grown, and I run an import-export delivery business, so I could live anywhere, and Bali seemed like the perfect place to recover from a divorce. Well, and here I am. And was it? And you?
Well, far less tragic. We were immature and really too young to get married. We grew apart.
Hearts were broken.
Yes.
Then it's the same.
在巴厘岛呢 ，Liz 和 Philip 度过了一段快乐的时光。
Philip soon comes, she likes Liz.
而从 Philip 和他的儿子之间亲密的父子关系 ，Liz 也看得出来 ，Philip 是个好男人，是个十分有责任感的父亲。
And finally, Liz and Philip admit their feelings for each other, and they become lovers.
Wonderful, marvelous.You should care for me, awfully nice, it's paradise, how I long to be, you make my life so glamorous.
但是当真爱来临的时候 ，Liz 又退缩了，她害怕再一次在爱情里失去自我。
So she goes to YN again to get some advice.
You're afraid now, right? I understand. You don't want to lose yourself. Love is scary, dangerous. Happened to me. I pray every day. That husband begged for me. I have to get away from him. Yes. From where he hit me. With motorcycle, I hope. After my daughter. She begged me to leave him.
Is that right, honey?
I said, I think you should get a divorce, mommy.
She was 4 years old. She said it. Don't feel bad about Felipe. Everybody needs affection, honey. Make people do funny things. Everyone gets like that at the beginning of a relationship. Want too much happiness, too much pleasure. Until you make yourself sick.Even to Ryan, this happened at the beginning of my love affair. I lose myself,
please. Ryan 这时候对 Liz 说道 Everybody needs affection, honey. 每个人都需要感情 Make people do funny things. 但是爱也会让人失去理智 Everyone gets like that at the beginning of a relationship. 每个人在亲密关系一开始都会变成这个样子
外燕呢经历了不幸的婚姻如今已经是一无所有了虽然她独自带着女儿忍受世人的蔑视但是她却仍然勇敢而顽强地生活着丽子希望可以帮助外燕和她的女儿于是呢给朋友们发了一封 email
She writes an email to her friends to collect money for Wei Yan and helps Wei Yan to build her own house
Dear friends and loved ones My birthday is coming up soon
If I were home, I'd be planning a stupid, expensive birthday party, and you'd all be buying me gifts and bottles of wine. A cheaper, more lovely way to celebrate would be to make a donation to help a healer named Wayan Nuriyashi buy a house in Indonesia. She's a single mother. In Bali, after divorce, a woman gets nothing, not even her children. To gain custody of her daughter, Tuti, Wayan had to sell everything, even her bath mat, to pay for a lawyer. For years, they've moved from place to place. Each time, Wayan loses clientele, and Tuti has to change schools. This little group of people in Bali have become my family, and we must take care of our families wherever we find them. Today, I saw Tuti playing with a blue tile she'd found in the road near a hotel construction site. She told me,
"Maybe if we have a house someday, we can have a pretty good house like this."
When I was in Italy, I learned a word,
Tutti, the double T.
Tutti, which in Italian means everybody. So that's the lesson, isn't it? When you set out in the world to help yourself, sometimes you end up helping Tuti.
Today I saw Tuti playing with the blue tile she had found in the road near a hotel construction site. 今天我看到 Tuti 在玩一片从工地上捡来的蓝色瓷砖。She told me, maybe if we have a house someday, it can have a pretty blue floor like this. 她告诉我说，如果有一天我们有自己的房子，也许我们也可以用这样蓝色的地板砖。When I was in Italy, I learned the word.当我在意大利时，我学到了一个单词 ，It's Tutti with double T， 这就是 Tutti, T-U-T-T-I, which in Italian means everybody。在意大利语，这个意思是所有的人。When you set out in the world to help yourself, sometimes you end up helping Tutti。当你借由环游世界来帮助自己，却没想到最后却帮助了所有的人。I think from here, Liz has begun to show her capacity to love the whole world。
丽子帮助 Wayan 筹集资金，拥有了自己的房子、自己的家。而在爱情面前呢，她却打算做个逃兵，因为她不想已经找到的生活的平衡再次被打破。丽子收拾了行李，就要离开巴厘岛了。临走的时候，丽子来向 Catoot 告别。
And this time, Catoot says something to her, which makes Liz want to find her true love back.
You still smile with your liver, like I tell you.
Yeah.
You still meditate like your guru in India, did you?
Yes.
You happy now, Mika?
Yes.
You love your new boyfriend?
I ended it.
Don't understand why you do that.
I couldn't keep my balance.
Please, listen to Ketut. Sometimes, to lose balance for love,It's part of living balanced life.
Catchwood 最后告诉 Liz 一句话 Sometimes to lose balance for love is part of living balanced life. 有时候因为爱失去平衡也是生活平衡的表现 I think this may be the most famous quote from this movie.
那巴厘岛是这一次 Liz 心灵之旅的最后一站了这一路下来呢，通过意大利的美食，在印度的祈祷和巴厘岛的爱情，丽子终于找到了所谓她想要寻求的平衡的生活。
And she has gained so much during this journey. She has helped other people, and she finds her true love.
In the end, I've come to believe in something I call the physics of the quest.A force in nature governed by laws as real as the laws of gravity. The rule of quest physics goes something like this. If you're brave enough to leave behind everything familiar and comforting, which can be anything from your house to bitter old resentments, and set out on a truth-seeking journey, either externally or internally, and if you are truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on that journey as a clue,And if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher. And if you are prepared, most of all, to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, then the truth will not be withheld from you.I can't help but believe it. given my experience.
Liz 是这样总结自己一年来的经历的 If you are brave enough to leave behind everything familiar and comforting 只要你能勇敢地放弃熟悉的一切 Which can be anything from your house to a bitter old resentment 不管是放弃你的房子还是你曾经的怨恨 And set out on a truth-seeking journey either externally or internally 并开始探索真理的历程不管是内在的还是外在的And if you are truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on that journey as a clue, 只要你能把历程中所有的见闻都视为线索 ,and if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher, 只要你把沿途遇到的每一个人都当做自己的老师 ,and if you are prepared, 最重要的是只要你能够准备好 ,most of all, to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, 只要你能够面对原谅自己不好的方面 ,then the truth will not be withheld from you, 那么你就会找到真理。
I feel part of the universe, open up to meet me.
在影片的结尾处呢 ,Liz 和 Philip 紧紧地拥抱在了一起。Liz 的这次心灵旅程呢也算是圆满结束了。
So in summary, this film is about the truth-seeking journey of a woman, and during this journey, she finds herself back.
这部电影呢在美国、意大利、印度和印度尼西亚的巴厘岛四地取景拍摄，整体的画面明艳动人，深深地吸引了观众的眼球。
And it's very interesting that if you look carefully, you will find in keeping with the theme of self-examination, Liz's trip is confined to countries that begin with the letter I, like Italy, India and Indonesia. And we are very glad to hear that it had highest debut at the box office with Roberts in the lead role since American Sweetheart in 2001.
那非常感谢大家今天来和 Bobby 以及 Jesse 分享这一部美食、祈祷和恋爱，希望大家也能够从中获得一些启发。
Yes, I think every one of us will learn something from this movie, like self-reflection on who we are, what would we want.
So that's all for today. I'm Jesse. See you tomorrow.
And Bobby, see you.
Said life was like a box of chocolates.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房拷贝。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language.Is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台 主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来你 out 了北京外语广播推出多种收听方式你可以通过网站 www.am774.com 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目您还可以通过新浪微电台蜻蜓 FM 微信微博搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目使用歌华有线机顶盒用电视也可以收听哦欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式